They have got a lot of members who attend our games and have got rights under their membership, and also some corporate suite holders who've got annual rights there. So we needed to take that into account in coming to a settlement.
Andrew Ireland, CEO of the Swans, speaking yesterday about the decision to get the hell out of Dodge when it comes to ANZ Stadium, which has upset a few in black and white this morning. Andrew Pridham's the Sydney Swans president. Morning, Andrew.
Morning, guys.
They're not happy with you. Fair to say they feel like you've dudded them by sort of wrong-footing them when it comes to accommodation and plans for round one.
Situation normal.
you couldn't care less, could you, Andrew?
Look, I wake up every morning worrying about Collingwood, so I'm deeply disturbed. But no, I'm sure they'll be fine. We've moved the game from Homebush to Moore Park, not to Newcastle, so we've got perfectly good roads, and I'm sure, you know, in 20 minutes or so they'll be there.
Yeah, they will. Andrew, the negotiations on getting that deal done to take the games away from Sydney, from ANZ Stadium, how long has that taken?
Look, in reality, we've been, you know, it's been front of mind since we entered into the 30-year deal to move all of our games from what was 2017. But in earnest, you know, really, they started up in November, and it's become far more intense in the last couple of weeks. It got very, very, I mean, obviously, with the scheduling where it is, it got very, very close to not happening. And we were, you know, we were thrilled that we're able to come to an agreement with both ANZ and the SCG to move the games.
You couldn't get out of there quick enough. We hated here in Melbourne going to the footy out there. You obviously hated playing there. Why was it such a disaster?
Look, I don't think it was a disaster. I mean, we had 14 years out there, and I think, you know, the largest ever crowd outside of Victoria in a home and away game against, ironically, against Collingwood, 73,000 people. So I think it played an important role in the development of AFL in New South Wales and for the Swans. But really, I think, it, you know, for us, its time had come, and our spiritual home is the SCG, which I think is universally loved by football fans, and it's just great to be there for all of our games.
Andrew, is ANZ Stadium getting well compensated for ending the deal prematurely?
I should say excessively, but look, they'll be well compensated. The monetary side is only a small part of it. The more important aspect for them was making sure, as Andrew Ireland said in the clip in the lead-in, to make sure that their 20,000 members looked after and that they had access to our games. And we're actually delighted that for the next three seasons, the ANZ members will have access to three games of their choice at the SCG, which I think will be great for them and great for the club to allow them to sample AFL at the SCG.
Andrew Pridham's with the Sydney Swans president here on Breakfast with Frank and Oxen, 11:16 SEN at 13-8. Andrew, Adam Goods was going to be doing his lap of honour in round three because the SCG was his ground and not round one against Collingwood. Now that you've moved to the SCG, will he be there in round one?
He won't, unfortunately. I mean, we would have loved it because we're expecting, you know, Easter Saturday to be close to a full stadium. But no, the logistics, we were just too far down the track in terms of with both Adam and Mike Pike are going to go around. So we'll be celebrating their careers with a really big event. It's not just a couple of Utes, Volkswagen Utes going around the boundary line. It'll be quite a big celebration.
Going from ANZ to Sydney to the SCG, financially, is it a much better deal, or is it more the facility itself and the playing surface that was the real concern for the Swans?
Well, firstly, playing surface has never really been a major aspect of the decision. It's more there are financial aspects, but I think, you know, as you know, footy clubs are far more than just dollars and cents, and our members and supporters, you know, clearly feel that the SCG is our spiritual home. We've been there for over 30 years. It was really about being able to play consistently, play our biggest games at the SCG, which, you know, we've always considered our home ground, and it just gives us the ability to consolidate our base there. And, you know, we plan to build major facilities in the precinct. So it's really just about consolidation.
Have you given up altogether on Greater Sydney now? I mean, that was the plan, wasn't it? The Sydney Swans needed to get out of the eastern suburbs that it sort of built its lifeblood around. And you're retreating from the centre of Sydney, the geographical centre of Sydney, out at Homebush. Are you just giving that up to the GWS?
No, I think, well, GWS stands for Greater Western Sydney, which is well west of Homebush. But no, we certainly haven't. I mean, a lot of our members and supporters are based in Western Sydney and northwestern Sydney. And, you know, we certainly have definitely not given up on them. And we know from our research that they love coming to the SCG. So it's, you know, I think where we play those three games doesn't really have any bearing on, you know, strategically, our membership base.
Andrew, it looks like the clubs affected by the ban players at other clubs, that is Port Adelaide, the Bulldogs, etc., will be given salary cap concessions for those players' wages. Is that the right thing, do you think?
Oh, look, I think it's a complicated issue, and that's why we've got an independent commission, and you know we'll abide by what they want to do. And I think all of the clubs involved are in a difficult position, and I think if the decision is that it makes the competition fairer, then we support it.
And last one, has Eddie or Gary Peart rang you about the change of the games, in particular round one?
Yeah, well, Eddie's staying in my house in the spare bedroom. so he's just called to make sure he can get a TV put in place. No, we haven't spoken, and I don't think we will. Look, I think it's a bit of a beat-up. I think I saw some of the Collingwood players, Scott Pendlebury, tweeting that they were, you know, delighted the game's moved. So I think everyone will be happy, and I hope that we have a huge number of Collingwood fans coming up to Sydney for the Easter weekend.
Good to talk to you, Andrew. Thanks for being on the show.
Pleasure.
Andrew Pridham, Sydney Swans president there. Quite happy with the decision to move the game. And
no love lost between the Swans and the Pies.
Couldn't give a flying fruit bat.
You know what? I'm really looking forward to round one now. I'm really looking forward to round one. The Pies taking on...
It's a grudge match now, isn't it?
It is a grudge match.
Grudge. It's got grudge written all over it.
Water bottle. Eddie needs a water bottle. He needs, you know, a hot water bottle.
Does he? Just, need a
just
water bottle.
Warm his feet up. Just get Ed ready and...
He's staying at Andrew's house.
Andrew's house in the spare bedroom. So looking forward to that.
At 8 minutes to eight. Swans holding a fan day at Lakeside, the beautiful Lakeside Stadium, spiritual home of the Sydney Swans, South Melbourne. Albert Park on Saturday, March the 12th. Head along to meet the team. Best of all, absolutely nothing to get in.